Good morning. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So let's get into it, shall we? We've got a buy everything rally in progress. We've got a lack of data out of the US, obviously, with the government shutdown. We've got bond markets doing practically nothing. And really, the dollar, not really too sure if we really do want to be investors in the dollar. We've been seeing significant amount of dollar strength. So perhaps that's where the biggest, obviously, if we get a bit of a pullback in markets like global indices and gold is one thing, but looking at the dollar, we might get opportunities to be getting in at slightly better prices now. Difficult market dynamic. Now we were able to close out our trade in the NASDAQ last night at all-time highs, so we were able to book in those types of profits. And we had a bit of a sort of a meltdown the day before, but it just shows how bubble-like and how bullish these markets really are, driven by AI. And that's the reality for these markets. Okay, so let's get into it. We don't really have much news to discuss. I suppose there's developments between Israel and Hamas, and the suggested release of hostages. Maybe there's some sort of solution there, which is great to see. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, trade selection, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, trade management, along with trading psychology. All very important features, of course, of trading financial markets, which we discuss every day, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. So, so looking at yesterday, the RBNZ reduced rates by 50 basis points, which is a bit of a surprise. Now, the price action in the New Zealand dollar was a little bit on the strange side yesterday, so we'll go and have a look at and see if it's continuing to weaken or not. Crude oil inventories, we've got that stockpile beginning to build. Previously 1.8 million, now it's 3.7 million. Not too sure why it was forecasting 0.4. But this would be obviously an expectation when you have this increased supply, you'd expect inventories to also increase. So look, we are seeing that begin to happen. It's a figure, obviously a weekly figure, it's quite up and down quite a lot. If we get some sustained inventories from here, it should probably be quite negative for US oil, which we're looking to sell, by the way. The FOMC minutes are now in. They reveal growing divide over path of interest rate cuts. There's a bit of division there on that. Two interest rate cuts by the end of, nothing we didn't already know, of course, but there's some bedtime reading there for you if you want to get up to speed with it. Today, we've now got the Chinese economy back online. We're out of this sort of bank holiday period, and we're going to get some data through. We're going to be hearing from Jerome Powell later on, but due to deliver opening remarks in the pre-recorded video, so not particularly significant. We've got 30-year bond auction. Did we have a 10-year yesterday? We did. So, okay, quite interesting. I mean, again, no real reaction from bond yields to any great extent. Slightly elevated on the 10-year, but very, very little. So we are jumping higher from 4.03 to 4.12, and the demand for these bonds is going down. And that's the point really behind the dollar. During times of increased volatility like we're seeing, and we're seeing a rally in gold as well, of course, and cryptocurrencies, and obviously the industry markets, bond markets are kind of staying out of the equation to a large degree, but the dollar has been in a phase of kind of strength. Again, we'd probably lean into probably dollar weakness again, even though the dollar is only continuing to strengthen. So there's a few aspects to these markets that we're not particularly comfortable with. There's a lot of uncertainty around them. And sometimes that just takes a bit of time to sort of unravel, you could say. Okay, so tomorrow we've got consumer sentiment. That's from the University of Michigan. And of course, we've got this blackout, this government shutdown still. Don't think there's any kind of significant progress made overnight. So how long will this debacle go on for? Last time round, in Trump's first time, it was about 5 weeks. So let's see. You would suggest this has probably got every opportunity to be longer than the 5 week mark, but we're not really gauging that on anything significant. So let's have a little look at these markets. So straight off the bat, we had a good strong rally. We got further continuation yesterday, new all-time highs in the S&P and the NASDAQ. We exited both those trades, at all-time highs. It's everywhere else where we're having a bit of a problem with. So the expectation that we'd reject those highs and maybe look to roll over to the downside is in the process of unraveling. So it's looking really quite bullish still for now. And will we sort of rally up to $63, $64? It looks very much the case. Bit of a hesitation with gold just up at these all-time highs again. So yesterday we're at all-time highs and increasing volatility. And then you look at markets like the dollar. So we're talking about dollar strength. We still like the dollar weakness trade, but you can see the significant strength there in the dollar, and it's across the board against the yen. Massive move against the yen. Further upside against the Swiss franc. A rejection of yesterday's lows yesterday for the dollar CAD. So we seem to be in a bit of a dollar strength phase. So we had a move overnight yesterday, and then it reversed aggressively. We opened up, and then it looked like we were going to get some dollar weakness, and now that has reversed quite aggressively as well. The yen pairs have rallied. We'll see where they go from these levels. And then that brings us into gold. So we've got a bit of hesitation so far today. Our expectations, unfortunately, are still further upside. The Dow Jones, not quite as much volatility as we've seen across, the markets that are driven by the AI narrative, which is the S&P and the NASDAQ. So the German DAX, we're on the verge of breaking these new highs. In fact, we have already broken them. yesterday was quite an explosive day. The FTSE, good strong rally yesterday. Bit of a significant reversal now today. And the DX, the 9871 is a bit of a structural game changer, you could say, for the DX. So we've actually had a couple of sort of structural failure trades now, and the next level is pretty much where we're at. So it looks as if the dollar could experience a period of significant structural buying. A quick look at sort of the bond markets. You kind of look to this to see how does this gauge a bit of risk, and we're kind of at the lower end of a bit of a move lower, but pretty much moving sideways. And then you've got the 2-year, which is peaking a little bit above yesterday's lows, but generally speaking, it's kind of moving sideways. So what do the bond markets and bond investors make of these markets? It appears that there's a lack of uncertainty. So you've got this conflicting backdrop between a really bullish AI trade with lots of capital, you know, being pushed into it as a result. Those assets increase in price. And it's getting to the stage where the valuations are, well, they were uncomfortable 6 months ago, so they're still uncomfortable now, even though you're continuing to make new highs. So that discomfort is going to be there, unfortunately. There could be no getting away from it. So in terms of assessing risk, it's quite difficult to do that, because you've got risk on and risk off playing out at the same time. So gold is rallying at the same time, the indices are at all-time highs as well. So let's get the NASDAQ up here. So US oil. So just in terms of our trade plan, if we look at euro, dollar and the pound, it's just all about dollar strength at the moment. Even the dollar, it looks a little bit stronger in gold as well. So look, we've got these new all-time highs. I mean, it's so easy to sort of procrastinate with these markets. We'll do some support and resistance. We'll see how these markets play out. We don't have an opportunity in US oil just yet, but if we rallied a little bit higher into like the 63.70, we might get opportunities to start selling then. It's so difficult to want to sell something like gold, where you only just get further momentum upwards. It's like standing in front of a train and expecting it to kind of stop. It's not going to. It's too weighted, it's too heavy. And I'm not sure what the catalyst would be for this to even pull back, where you could consider sort of trading it. The dollar, an awful lot of bullish uncertainty. Right, so let's amend our trade plan then, guys, and we let you go. Current mild risk off, uncertain markets. We're not really risk off anymore. Bullish or uncertain bullish market conditions. Let's do it that way. So market summary, uncertain bullish market conditions, potential dollar strength, continuing gold strength. We'd only be looking to really be buyers. Potential indices strength as well, despite yesterday's sell-offs. That's what we said yesterday morning. And that's absolutely how it all played out. Right, let's keep our options open just regarding the US indices. So potential dollar strength we probably need to look at, and then continuing gold strength. You see, that's even kind of upside down in its own right. So there's quite a few things which do feel a little bit upside down. We'll run with this. I suppose if we keep options open, if something happens, we can pretty much react to it. And that's pretty much what we'll need to be able to do. Okay, so not the most coherent of market conditions again so far. We're really looking to see if we can get a little bit more clarity. Right, listen, on that note, it is what it is. We've got sort of a risk on market dynamic in the indices, powered higher by AI pretty much exclusively now at this stage. But unfortunately, we have a higher dollar, which is kind of a bit of a risk off market dynamic. And then you got a bit of a rally in commodities. So we're kind of all over the place. Right. Listen, on that note, guys, we'll spend a bit more time in the European trading session sort of looking at support and resistance and seeing where some opportunities may lie. You don't want to get sucked into the wrong type of trades. You want to try and get into the right type of trades. And that's where the challenge comes from. Okay, listen, on that note, guys, take care of yourselves. We'll be broadcasting in just a minute's time over at the European live trade room. If you want to join us for that, we'll see you there very shortly. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.